G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post Preview Podcast for the weekend of Saturday, May 4. I'm John Barker. Joining me, we've got the full team. We've got Joel Marshall and Daniel Nuttall. Well, Joel, a couple of interesting Group 1s in Adelaide. Probably not the deepest fields we've seen for these races in recent years.
Yeah, well, the Sangster, we lost Sunlight. Obviously, she was going to be an even money favourite. So lost a bit of gloss there. But Sprite, well, she's been knocking on the door of winning a Group 1, so she might get her chance. Her racing pattern makes it tough for her, however. And the Oaks, you've got a couple of horses that are in pretty good form, like Amangiri, Princess Jenny and Moret. And then you've got a horse like Zalate, whose form's 7709. And she's well found by the market, probably because she should have won at Flemington last start.
Daniel, you have got the pressure on you this week. Your preview for the Australasian Oaks is our front page horse, and I speak of Moret. How confident are you?
Oh, look, in a field of 16, I guess, you know, these Oaks are always tough races to digest, Sparks. But I think at the price, she represents terrific value after winning a key lead-up race 2 weeks back, the Group 3 Auraria. $12 maybe to play each way, but in saying that, there's a few pretty decent chances, but $12 definitely worth an each way play.
Okay, we'll get to that very shortly. We'll take you right through the black type at Morfordville. Start with race 1, Amy Queen Adelaide Stakes, listed event for 2-year-olds.
Yeah, I'm keen on one here, an absolute flirt. It was a really impressive first up winner at Sandown on Easter Monday. Admittedly, it was a bit of a leader bias track. She had the good run, sort of on the speed, given a nice ride from Damien Oliver. But the way she won, I thought, quite in an arrogant manner. I don't think this field's all that much tougher, although it's a listed race. But yeah, quite keen, absolute flirt. I think we can get off to a good start. I think Lil Contra, Hardy Lass, and Italian Witness can run out the rest of the four. But yeah, keen on the three in the first, absolute flirt.
No, nothing for me for these first few stakes races.
All right, the second of them, we go over to race 3. It's the DC Mackay Stakes. 1100 metre, Group 3, mainly locals going around, and looks like James Cummings might just be able to come over and pick up a group race here with Haunted number 2.
Would have thought so. Looks really well placed here at the 55.5 kilos. A very good winner at Caulfield first up, unbeaten first up now, 3 from 3, and second up record good too, 2 starts, a win, and a third. Very consistent gelding this one, Lonroy gelding. And look, I would have thought it'd be pretty hard to beat here. Haunted, I think Heart Empire, the one's the main danger. Dispatch and Patrill in the numbers as well. But Haunted, the two for Godolphin, be hard to beat in the DC Mackay.
First leg of the quaddy is the next black type race. It's race 5, Hughes Limousines, Queen of the South Stakes, Group 2 for fillies and mares over 1,600.
With a Jungle Fish here on top, the Mick Kent runner. Look, went to a Group 3 at Rose Hill. The opponent stakes there, just sort of got a little too far back. Was probably a little disappointing on face value. That was on a heavy track. First go on the heavy, didn't really handle it. Back onto, there's a bit of rain about. I'm not too sure what the track will end up with. What would be much better than a heavy 8, I would have thought. Track up really nicely, the mare, Smart Missile mare. So Jungle Fish on top. Look, an open race, really. Make a case for a few. I thought Temple of Bell was very good, winning at Flemington. Had been a bit of a non-winner before that, but maybe it can turn the corner after that win. And I think chances also to Tahitian Dancer down the bottom with Willie Pike aboard and Pretty Glass at bigger odds for the Sue Yentz stable. But yeah, on top, Jungle Fish, the 10.
And first the Group 1s, second leg of the quaddy, race 6, Schweppes Oaks, registered as Australasian Oaks, 2,000 metres, 3-year-old fillies. Set weights worth 600,000. Fun fact, 8 of the past 11 winners have been last start winners, including the last 4, and that suits your selection, Daniel, and that is Moret.
Certainly does. Glad you dropped that fact on me. I didn't know that, but yeah, look, as I said earlier, I think she definitely represents good each-way value. Makes it tough with Zalate staying in the field, of course, nominated for a race at Flemington, which has since been scratched. You assume that she'll come here and start. Just no luck whatsoever last start, the Waller Train filly. Is a big chance as well. I think other chances also got to be Princess Jenny, who was a last start winner at Caulfield, racing really well this preparation. Stable going very, very strongly. And Amangiri had no luck at Randwick last start. Look, it's a very tough race, but yeah, happy with Moret on top.
Yeah, I like Zalate, but with the weather, it's a bit of a trap because she just didn't show her best at all on wet tracks in Sydney this time in. So Bit of a query with her now, but she's on top for me. Princess Jenny, I think, is hard to beat. Really good win with 60 kilos last start. Maracaibo is a bit of a favourite of mine. She's teased me in a couple of these big races, fourth in the BRC Oaks, fifth in the ATC Oaks. Maybe back to the 2000, she can run that out stronger. She might be the each-way play in the race for me. And Amangiri, I think, is hard to beat as well. So 9, 3, 6, 7, but maybe 6 each way at the odds.
The other Group 1 and second leg of the quaddie is Race 7, Tab Classic, registered as Robert Sangster Stakes. 1,200 metres for fillies and mares at weight for age, and with the $400,000 haircut this race has taken, there are no Group 1 winners, so something here gets to step up and win one at the highest level.
Look, Last Chance Saloon for Sprott, I think. Barks and Joel, I've backed her many times and unfortunately hasn't paid off, but look, I'm going to stick with her one more time. Wide barrier, no issue. She'll go back anyway, but yeah, just gives herself too much to do. But I think she's just a better horse than these, and with a bit of speed on, she'll be coming late. Chances also to the two, Cool Passion. Raced very well in the Canterbury Stakes last start at Randwick, Group 1 level. And Jana down the bottom there. And I think Everyday Lady might be a bit of a knockout hope for Will Clarkin. But yeah, the one Sprite on top.
8 Bella Martini each way for me. I like Blinker's first time, Barrier 1. She won a jump out easily last week with the shades on. Forget the last run on the heavy, as long as it's not too wet. Again, that's a little bit of an asterisk here with my tips. But I think she's there to run really well at odds. 2 Cool Passion, I think's hardest to beat. She's going well this prep. 14 Thrillster. I think True Excelsior ran really well in this race. Either this race or the Goodwood last year. Same connections, 3-year-old filly. And she's got Sunlight form. And Sprite in for fourth. You can't leave her out.
Last leg of the quaddie and last race of the day, Race 8, TAB Euclid Stakes. 1,200 for the 3-year-olds. At Group 2 level, sees your best bet for the day. Daniel coming up here in number 15, Tophane.
Yeah, terrific race. I'm really keen though on the 15, Tofani or Tofane, however you want to say it. Look, it was just no luck whatsoever at Caulfield. Really, probably should have won that race with even luck. Bolted in the start prior at Ballarat. That really caught my eye, that win. This runner-up Sovereign Awards come out and won a provincial race quite easily next start. Form stacked up. Lovely courses, her toughest test at Group 2 level. And plenty of opposition here. Terbium, Willie or Wony, he's accepted at Flemington as well. There's talk he might not even run at all this weekend. He's obviously in the game if here. Behemoth, pretty good effort resuming. Love the win at Mooney Valley last preparation. Win of a good horse. And I think Persuader and Rapidora are knockout chances as well and worth throwing in the quaddy. But keen on the 15 in the last, Tofani.
I'll throw another one in, Causeway Girl. She's probably my pick for the day at Mournfordville. I liked her 2 runs in Sydney. I think that form behind Classic Legend will hold up, and Oliver Sticks.
Okay, Tofani was Daniel's best, Race 8, number 15, and Moret, his value bet, Race 6, number 4. Aquas Park, Gold Coast, the venue for Queensland Metropolitan Racing on Saturday. Plenty of big fields and plenty of black types, starting in Race 3 for the 2-year-olds, TAB Ken Russell Memorial Classic. At Group 3 level, 1,200 set weights.
One that's come up at a much bigger price than I thought it was Couldn't Refuse from the informed Desley Force Yard. It's come 51-1. Really liked its first up run at Eagle Farm. The leader and eventual winner of the race, Devil's Temptation, sort of got away with murder out in front. This gelding, though, knuckled down well on the inside, pinch and brakes and really finish off strongly out to 1,200 metres, a definite plus. This is, of course, a much stiffer challenge to the likes of Accession, Dubious and Stronger, all being stakes grade before. But look, at the price, 51-1, definitely worth a couple of dollars each way. The ones I mentioned there fill out the rest. Accession, resuming here, very good debut preparation, didn't really run a poor race. Dubious and Stronger in next, but I think Couldn't Refuse the 6, definitely worth a small each way play at the big price.
Race 4 at the Gold Coast on Saturday, a Johnny Walker Gold Coast Bracelet, 3-year-old fillies listed 1,800.
A big fan of one here. She's drawn wide though, which is a bit of a concern, but I think word for word's pretty smart. She'll be on her way to the Oaks. You would think she gets through the next couple of runs in good order. It was 1,600 metre race at Sunshine Coast last start. It was a bit of a weird run. She didn't look like she was going to get there. About 200 metres out, she grinded away, but Made a big race of it and just missed Baccarat Baby on the line. It was a very, very narrow margin. She's a horse going places word for word, and she's clearly on top for me here, the eight. I think the sailmate re-edit, good provincial winner, first up. And I think cases can be made for Pin Up Miss, the 15, who word for word did beat quite easily two starts back. And I think, Atana's in with a chance as well. But word for word, on top in the bracelet.
Now, race 5 is not a black type race, but it is the Gold Coast Harley Davidson trademark registered bat out of hell over 900 metres. And Daniel, you've named this as easily the best named race in Australia. Surely you're forgetting about the Flat Knacker.
There's heaps of races I've probably missed. Wellington. Oh no, what's the Wellington one?
Boot.
There's probably better ones out there. You're right. Might have got a little bit excited on the keyboard there. But regardless, this is impossible. So many of these are good over this 900 metre distance, and there's some class runners who are probably a little bit better over 1100 or 1200. And saying that, I've got Boom Chicka Boom. Interesting runner. Started his career in Victoria with Mick Price. Looked over a little bit of ability. Had a couple of setbacks. Anyway, had a bit of a new lease on life since arriving in Queensland at Les Kelly Stable. An easy winner here in a much easier race, last start. But look, drawn okay with the King of the Coast, Dan Griffin, on board. I think you can have a worse each way player than Boom Chicka Boom. Yeah, many chances though after that. YPO, the 6, Tycoon Ace, and Tarzan, all the shots. But happy with the 15 and the bat out of hell.
Race 6 is the strangely named for a race in the Gold Coast Australian Turf Club Trophy. It's a listed event over 1400.
Yeah, not one of the better names I've heard this one in comparison to the last race we just previewed. But look, I was with the one Music Magnet, who I thought was really good at Randwick last start. One of the better nights you've seen, as Bjorn Baker said, post-race. It does have to carry the 61 kilos, but just as a touch of class, obviously this wasn't. Gave Bjorn Baker his first Group 1 in Queensland a couple of years back in the 10,000 it was. Music Magnet on top's come up a good price. I think Tribal Wisdom, class runner for an informed stable, and Freddie Foxtrot and Duca Valentin were to fill out numbers. But on the one here, Music Magnet in race 6.
Alrighty, race 7 at Aquas Park Gold Coast on Saturday. Brandon's Gold Coast Guineas, which despite being a Guineas is only over 1200, it is a Group 3, it is at level weights. Both the Waller runners, Zusane and Charge, are early scratchings, leaving Zoo Style a fairly warm favourite, Daniel.
Yeah, deservedly so. A little disappointing those two have come out, but they will go elsewhere. I thought Charge and Zusane, good chances off the back of their recent trials. Anyway, saying that Zoo Style, clear favourite, deserves to be on top. It's won with a little bit in hand each time, and it's one that, it's interesting to see how far this horse can go. Boomsara in next, coming off a 3-year-old Magic Millions win at the Gold Coast earlier this year. F Troop and Poets Landing, the rounded numbers, but yeah, Zoo Style on top, quite clearly for mine.
The big one at Aquas Park Gold Coast on Saturday is race 8, TAB AD Hollingdale Stakes. Did I say Hollingdale? Hollingdale. Weight for age, worth $500,000. It is a Group 2 event. It is over 1,800 metres. And no early scratchings from Waller here. He's got 6 in, including your tip, Daniel.
Yeah, look, on a tough day to make a best bet, I landed with Young Star as the best of the day. She's a classy mare, as we all know. Seen finishing a length to Winks in the Turnbull last preparation. 1,800 metres, might be a little short of her best, but I think given a good ride from McAvoy from the back, she'll be very hard to hold out. I thought the first up run was okay, considering it read 12th or 13. Bit of a fan of Young Star and happy to make it my best of the day. Kadenda, who won at a big price in a Group 1 last start. Miss Sister also came out of that race as a really good fourth. So happy to have those two in behind Young Star, and I think another chance we look for is Plain CL if it gets a run. I think it's one of the favourites of the race, but then we'll need a couple of scratchings to get a run, but I'm in the game for sure if he gets a start. But happy to make my best of the day at the Gold Coast, the 10 Young Star.
Yeah, I thought the Waller mares in a tough race, Shillelagh and Young Star. Young Star, they've taken along really slowly with those trials, and she didn't savage the line in the all-aged. Just wondering whether the Doomben Cup's going to be her ultimate grand final, but her class will take her a long way. And Shillelagh, she's had a deep prep. If she's got another run left in her, her class will take her away a long way. And Mask of Time might be the roughie. It was much bigger odds earlier in the week, but if there's a little bit of rain around, he'll roll forward, and he might give a bit of cheek up on the speed.
And the last at Aquas Park Gold Coast on Saturday, Atwood Marshall Lawyers, Silk Stocking, Fillies and Mares, listed 1200.
Yeah, she's one of my favourites, Sexy Eyes. Was quite keen on her first stop in the Wheatwood, and she won brilliantly, I thought. Had all the favours, but when the run presented, she really showed a sharp turn of foot and to win pretty easily in the end. Thought the win was better than a 1.25 length margin. It reads on the form guide. She's on top again, even though she goes from 54 to 59. Which is obviously a tall task. In next, I have the 6 Demiara class sprinter, who's won 4 or 5 fresh. That's that impressive first up stats, hard to ignore. 10 tests the world, always comes to hand quickly and has a good second up record. And in for fourth, Outback Barbie. But yeah, I thought the two would, the two Sexy Eyes on top here, on top of 6, 10 and 8.
What else you got for us on the Gold Coast, Joel?
Karen McAvoy's rides. Race 6, Tribal Wisdom, which Daniel mentioned, second pick, I think getting to 1400. His last 1400 metre run, he beat Osborne Bulls. And I liked churning a bit in the Guineas. You know, the price will come down a bit now with those two Waller scratchings, and Zoo Style will be really hard to beat, but I might play the Quinella. She wasn't far off those handy three-year-olds last prep. She didn't beat much first up, but she won well, and she might have come back and improved filly.
Alrighty, and just a reminder, Daniel's best race, 8, number 10, Youngster Value, race 6, number 1, Music Magnate. Flemington, no black type, but big fields. What have you got for us there, Joel?
My best is Fidelia. Listeners may remember she was my value. A couple of weeks ago, they scratched her. She went around on the Easter Monday and won as favourites, and not a lot of value, but I think we can stick with her. She was strong late there. Out to 1400, I think, will be perfect. She'll get a good run from that draw, so I'm sticking with her. And not a lot of value, but another dollar, $5, $5.50, you get an each-way quote. Race 4, number 6, she's a class mare. We only saw her twice early in the spring. I'm not sure what the issue was there, but both her runs were good. She's had 3 jump-outs, importantly, at Flemington, so I think she's ready and wound up for a first-up win.
Daniel, your best and value bet at Flemington, if you have them?
Yeah, not so much a value, but I have had a look, and I'm keen on one that you're keen on, Bart. You should probably cover it in more detail. But Lady Pluck, the Tassie Scott Brunton yard, I thought the win was quite good here last start. At Caulfield it was, and willing to back her again. She's a filly going places, and I think Lady Pluck will be very hard to beat. And what is a tough race, admittedly, but yeah, happy to have the 4 Lady Pluck on top in race 6.
She's run well down the straight too, I think, behind Smart Melody back in the spring.
At a big price, I think she ran third at a big price, actually. But yeah, you're right, so that gives me all confidence.
Yes, and that's my best too. No surprise to listeners that the Smart Tasmanian with a pick of fence would be my best, and my value bet is also unbeaten this time in, and in fact is unbeaten in her career, and that's race 3, number 7, Neighbourhood. On debut, and no wait after the claim for Talia Hope. And forgive us for rushing a little bit, folks, but we're just trying to get right through this podcast before the running of the Grand Annual on Thursday afternoon. Randwick, they are racing on the Kensington track in Sydney. Joel, what have you got to tell us about these?
Best is Problem Solver, race 7, number 7, just being forgiving for that first up run. She was equal favourite, she was 4 wide the trip, and was only beaten 2.5 lengths. If she gets a bit better run, I think she'll perform much better. And my value is race 6, number 5, Vinnie Power. Fresh records suggests she won't be winning Saturday, but she had a really good prep last time in, won 3 of her last 5, beat stakes winners Sky Boy and Sexy Eyes. So I think coming off her best prep and off a nice trial, she can surprise first up.
Daniel, your best going up against Vinnie Power.
Yeah, with Jen Rules, big fan of this filly. Love the win at Kembla Grange. Should have, it doesn't read it, she won by too much, but she was got into a bit of trouble there, and once she got out, she was very good to the line and won quite easily, really. Won with a little bit in hand, rather. Stepped up to a tougher race at Randwick last start. I thought was quite good there, but I think she's fourth up now. She'll be ready to fire. I think at a $6 quote, she's a good bet. And in the first, not so much value. I thought it'd come up a bit of better price, admittedly, with the 10 Bardia. Pushed a smart one too back on the Wednesday Warwick Farm meeting way up in the sky, and then ran okay in a much tougher Percy Sykes last time. I think Glenn Schofield back on board here. She ticks a lot of boxes for me. The 10 Bardia in the first, my best value.
Ascot, the venue for Perth racing on Saturday, and very quickly BJ Ryan's best, race 5, number 2, Rebel Knight, is value bet race 7, number 6, Yeah Bravo. Earlier on in the day, Joel, we are at Riccarton and Tarapa.
Yeah, the best for Riccarton, race 9, number 10, Owen Patrick. Horrid draw, but North Island form's pretty solid. First go down in the south, I think if he's anywhere near right and gets a bit of luck, he'll go close. And my value is D&G, race 6, number 3. Well suited at the weights and up in distance. She can turn the tables on the likely favourite, number 1. Tarapa, the other meeting, again, best in the last. Race 9, number 4, Copper Mine, promising sort. Expect him to go close first up, and the value is acting up. Race 6, number 13, has a little bit to find against some of these rivals, but has only had the one start, has a lot of room for improvement. It was a nice debut off a wide trip. Might be a silly price.
All right, well, on that note, don't forget to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. All the form for Friday night, Saturday and Sunday, fields for Monday, which is something of a day of racing because it's a public holiday in Queensland and it's Alice Springs Cup Day. You've got fields for all, well, for four of those meetings, not Victoria, of course, because they don't accept in time for us. Speaking of Friday, though, Joel, Alan Harris McDonald, 2019 Wagga Wagga Gold Cup. It is Warrnambool week, and prayers and thoughts with those hardy souls who drive from Warrnambool to Wagga for the Friday. But what can you tell us about the Wagga Cup?
I'm going to play the Chris Waller pair. He won the race last year. Abdon looks to just be peaking at the right time, fourth up. But the stablemate Hogman A might go under the radar at good odds, get some weight relief, and this might have been a target race all along. So yeah, I'm going to play the Waller pair, and you can back them both the way the market sits.
Alrighty, finally our best $20 bet for the weekend. I'll kick us off, and no surprise from me, race 6, number 4 at Flemington on Saturday, Lady Pluck. Daniel?
I'll split it up. I'll go 10 on in the Group 1 Adelaide, 10 on Moret at $12, and we'll go 10 for my best on the card at Morville, race 8, number 15, Tefano.
Well, you can have another bet in the last in Adelaide because I like Causeway Girl, so we'll go her each way, and if they both run top 3, you'll get a collect.
Alrighty. Have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.